Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This is one of the weird spots. I talked about this during Guardians playoffs. It's very, very tough, right? When you're in a postseason game, to be able to watch that game, go through the emotions of that game, and talk to you guys. This game's going to be semi-similar. It's not obviously a postseason, so we got an easier way of doing this. We've done this many a times, but it also feels like it reinvested into the NBA season today, right back to it. So we're going to be battling with you, talking Browns, but it's going to be a good combination, a good mix as we get into it. But I do want to start talking Browns with you guys. We'll talk about Cavs when they're wrapped up over at MSG. But this feels like a bigger week than maybe what it really is for the Browns. Obviously, you're coming off a win. You're hoping for this to be a little bit of a turning point in the season for the Browns, right? You start the season off, obviously, 1-5, and you pick up a win over the Dolphins, and all of a sudden you have a chance to begin to string things together. It does really have the opportunity to be the turning point, right? Like, this was the first six games with everything that came after it that we talked about at the start of the year, where you knew the first six games were going to be tough, and then everything else has a chance to be easy. But at the end of the day, a Patriots game at the beginning of the year looked like it was going to be kind of a toss-up, tough game to win. Again, not a 50-50 game by any means. It was going to be difficult, and it still kind of feels that way right now. Now as we get into this week, it feels like everybody has put more stock into this game than was previously there. And a lot of it obviously has to do with the fact that Mike Vrabel, the guy that was in the building with the Browns last year, is the head coach on the other side and also finding success with the Patriots. Right, he's taken Drake May. He's made Drake May look good. He's gotten that team currently leading the AFC East. Although, you know, their schedule hasn't exactly been all that crazy difficult, but they're out in front. They're certainly performing better at 5-2 than the Browns have at 2-5. There's no doubt about it. Part of me looks at this game, though, and it's like, I think that for fans, this game does start to mean a little bit more because it is Vrabel versus Stefanski. And obviously, I've heard tens of callers, if not hundreds of callers at this point since Vrabel left, say, why didn't they, you know, consider just moving on from Stefanski last year and making Vrabel the head coach? And now people feel validated in that opinion because they've gone through and they've won games. I'm also looking at this as a game that, for the fans, yes, means more. I think when you turn to the side of the Browns, I don't think this one carries any extra weight. I really don't think this is a game that has extra weight on the shoulders for Stefanski, not internally. Externally, people are going to view it that way. Right, people are going to look at this as Stefanski versus Vrabel, who really should be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. You know, there's no way Vrabel is sticking around. He is taking that Patriots job no matter what it felt like. And that job was coming available basically for Vrabel, and it was his for the taking. But people are going to view this as more of a Stefanski versus Vrabel than I think it is really there. internally, this feels like a game that should just be, oh, well, Kevin and Mike are friends. They're going to go out and have a friendly fight between their two teams and battle each other. And at the end of the day, they're going to shake hands and they're going to move on. That's really what this feels like. And I don't think Jimmy Haslam or Andrew Berry are sitting there after this game being like, if only we had that guy on the other side. Like, Vrabel's a good coach. He really is. I think the belief inside the Browns building, despite maybe the opposite coming from Browns fans, is that Kevin Stefanski is also a good coach. Like, there's not a ton of guys out there that I think you look around and say, okay, this would be a much better head coach than Kevin Stefanski, especially that's going to be in the rotation this year. That's part of the problem with going through and firing Kevin, even though the seat probably should be a little bit hotter after the first six games than it was. It's difficult to go and find somebody who's actually going to bring you more success probably than Kevin is, or at least be a better mind than Kevin is. I don't know about success. Kevin hasn't brought a ton of that here. But, like, truthfully, a better mind, a better head coach than Kevin Stefanski, especially when it comes to the X's and O's, don't know that there's just going to be a ton of guys available to you. Don't know that there was a ton of guys available to you this offseason if you would have fired Kevin. But this is not going to be the thing that takes Jimmy Haslam by storm. And it's like, you know what? I did. I made the wrong decision. We should have just offered Mike the job and went through a certain... Like, it's a game between two teams that are in very different points right now. There are not very many similarities unless we're talking on the field between the Browns and the Patriots. Because I think both teams do run through their defenses. I think, both teams probably feel the less that their quarterback has to go out there and throw 25 times, the better of a chance they have to win. I don't know that everybody's craving for 40 pass attempts from Drake May, even though I think Drake May looks really good. A lot of that still is, don't turn the ball over, let your defense do most of the work. I don't know where fans have created this circle around what this game actually is. I think this is one of the games that carries a lot more weight from the fan base than it does anywhere else. And there's a lot of storylines driven outside of what is actuality in football. Like, there's going to be people here being like, well, this is going to be a tough game for Kevin Stefanski and the Browns because Vrabel is in that building and knows exactly what they're trying to do. Guys, you and I know exactly what the Browns are trying to do. You don't have to be inside the building to understand the mindset of Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns on offense, or the mindset of Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns on defense, or Jim Schwartz and the Cleveland Browns on defense. You don't have to be in the building to actually break down the tape and see what it is that they're trying. If it's a big thing, well, they're just going to throw a wrench in everything that they've done up to this point. They're going to make dramatic changes, and it's not going to be exactly like it was when Vrabel was here. It's not going to be. It's not the same offense when Vrabel was here anyway. But we get into these habits of making these games and making these matchups more than what they actually are, and acting like there's more to a guy having previously been somewhere that actually gives him an advantage. I think you can rewind and go look at Lions and Bears. Ben Johnson knows exactly what the Lions are trying to do at every given moment. Ben Johnson got absolutely stomped by the Detroit Lions. Like, the Bears weren't even close in that game. And yes, two different talent levels, and this game's going to be reversed the other way, where the Patriots are the more talented team in this case, especially on the offensive end, definitely a more talented team than the Browns are. If the Browns are going to go through and play this game, if they end up losing, it's not going to be because Mike Vrabel is in the building. And there's not going to be anybody in the building saying that Mike Vrabel should have still been here and he should have been the head coach for the Browns. I think the team understands what they did and when they did it, exactly what they were getting themselves into. Vrabel's a good coach. I think in some level, again, the belief is that Kevin is too. Remains to be seen. We're waiting to see that play out. But right now, Kevin is considered a good coach among NFL circles and internally in the building. It appears to be that's the feeling on your head coach right now. I just don't think that this game really carries that much weight. It can be a turning point. Right? This can be a change for the Browns that can actually be something really good for them. If you're able to take this game and upset the Patriots, I think if you go out and lose this game, losing the game is the expectation. Like, Vegas will tell you right now, the line started at 7.5. It's bounced around between 6.5 and 7 since then, but it opened at 7.5 points. The expectation isn't just that you lose this game, it's that you're outmatched. And the Patriots are a far better team. It has nothing to do with Vrabel in the building and knowing what the Browns have. But this, again, is a focus for the Browns on internally themselves, what they need to fix. The Browns created a blueprint on Sunday. Might have been aided by the weather in the blueprint that they drew up and how they actually get wins. And really what they were doing on offense, probably a little bit forced by the weather. But they created the blueprint to how they need to win games moving forward in the season. It's now about establishing that identity. It's about keeping that identity going and figuring out what the ceiling is for the team in their current state. And trying to evaluate your quarterbacks and trying to evaluate the players there. I think, sure, if you want to keep the locker room in check, if you want to make sure that that team's fully bought in, a win goes a really, really long way on Sunday. But outside of that, I don't think a loss really changes much about the feelings on this team and where they view themselves. A loss for this team is going to be disappointing the same way that it has been, but it's not going to be much more than that. It's going to be a disappointment and on to the next week, which happens to be the bye week. Let's get a rest in. But then you come out and you play the Jets. You have everything under control right now, as much as you can if you're a team sitting at 2-5. There are not many outlying factors in this game that are going to play a massive part into what this turns out being. I just think if you're trying to make this Vrabel versus Stefanski and you're trying to make this something much more than what it actually is, we're basically just fishing for storylines at that point. It's going to be a fun matchup. The two guys know each other well. We'll see how it plays out on the field. But nobody's job's in jeopardy at the end of this game. At least I don't feel that way. If Kevin's feet weren't held to the fire after starting the year 1-5 and getting embarrassed by multiple teams in your division, they're not going to be held to the fire because you lost to a Patriots team that's already 5-2. 216-474-0092. Should this game mean more for Kevin Stefanski? Because I just don't think it really means anything at all for him. I think this is just another game on the schedule and looking forward. You guys can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty of good stuff coming up for you guys tonight. We're going to talk to our very own Cleveland sports beat reporter at 8:40. Daryl Ryder going to join us. Get a Grips at 9, immediately followed by Dan Lobby of Cleveland.com joining us at 9:20 as he does every single Wednesday. And we have plenty of Cavs to talk about in action in New York at Madison Square Garden. We'll be talking Cavs as soon as they're wrapped up in game one of the 2025-26 NBA season. We'll see how that one plays out, but we're going to have plenty of reaction to it. But right now, 216-474-0092. Should this game mean more for Kevin Stefanski than just a normal game? We're going to get to your calls and more on what this week can actually be for the Browns. All coming up here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick. With you guys here until 11 on The Fan. Should this game mean more for Kevin Stefanski? Should he be feeling the pressure of this game? And again, I just don't think there's a real reason for Kevin to be under any sort of pressure going against the Patriots, other than the fact that you lose this game, you get to the bye week at 2-6. That's not a good look. But like, there's natural pressure built into a losing NFL season and a winning NFL season in general, but for a head coach in terms of job security, yeah, anytime you start a year 2-6, you would think your job has a good chance at being on the line. And Kevin is by no means just out into the clear and a guarantee that he's going to be back next year. But again, everybody wants to make this game out to be Stefanski versus Vrabel. This is the true matchup. 1-1, hey, these guys both were on the Browns, and who should the Browns have kept? And I think it's going to just really dissolve into madness by the end of it. Really, like, if we get to a point where Vrabel ends up and the Patriots win this game over the Browns, it feels like we're going to get to a situation where I'm going to open X, and I'm going to look at it, and you guys are going to be going crazy. And all I'm going to see is this is why the Browns shouldn't have gotten rid of Vrabel. This is exactly why the Browns should have just hired Vrabel and fired Stefanski last year. And it's like, there's a lot more nuances to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Everything that goes on in this one, again, I don't think Vrabel would have been taking the Browns job, for being 100% honest. The Patriots job was coming open anyway. He played there. There's a clear connection there. Vrabel felt destined to be the head coach of the Patriots as soon as the job opened. Yeah, it just didn't see him staying out of a head coaching role for another year. And I don't think the Browns are going to be the thing that changed his mind. And right now it's like, you're just in a spot where if you're Kevin, you're trying to put wins on the board. You're trying to put this team in a better spot. You're trying to figure out who the quarterback is. You have very different goals at this point in the season. Like, it shouldn't really be held against Kevin anymore if the loss comes to Vrabel, whether it came to Mike McDaniel or Mike Tomlin or whatever other coach you want to throw out there that you play this year or have played this year. The loss shouldn't mean anything more because it goes to Vrabel. It's just the next team right up there the other way. Like, I don't think this is one you should hold against Kevin, and I know if it flew the other way, you're not going to do the opposite. Right? There's going to be no rebuttal of people feeling like this is why you keep Kevin Stefanski and you don't hire Mike Vrabel. It's like, you're basically trying to make an argument just to be mad. That's all it is. Because if it's truly the battle one-to-one, if Kevin wins that battle, if he coaches a better game than Mike Vrabel and the Browns end up on top in that game, nobody feels the other way. Nobody feels like this is the indictment on Vrabel that the Browns made the right decision and Kevin's the right guy for the job. It's not a true one-to-one. You're putting these guys up against each other. It is just vultures just gliding in the air waiting to strike. You're just sitting there waiting to scavenge the free meal that is sitting out there below you, which is, oh, we'll just hit the low man on the totem pole. Kevin's 2-6. We'll just go through and attack Kevin. It's not even a defensive Kevin Stefanski. It just, I mean, call it what it is. If you just want Kevin gone, you just want Kevin gone. Like, that's the bottom line. Because I know if somehow the Browns actually, you know, create an identity this week and go through it and win this game and do so via the Kevin Stefanski offense, there's not going to be a ton of credit there for Kevin. And by the way, don't necessarily know that you're wrong in not giving Kevin a ton of credit. Like, you still would be 3-5. It still wouldn't be a great start to the season. You still have a lot of questions about where the Browns are heading and whether or not you have a quarterback and whether or not you have a team that is talented enough to win games even next year. There's a lot of things that you can point to that are wrong with Kevin. I just don't think the battle with Vrabel is the one to pick on here. But a win means everything for this team. Like, make no mistake, not in the Vrabel-Stefanski battle, but just for what this team is, a win does mean everything. Again, you are trying to create an identity, and I think you played last week and you created a blueprint for what that identity needs to be. You see this team not turn the ball over. You see the run game get the legs out from under them. You don't throw the ball very much, and you just allow the defense to hopefully set you up in short fields and capitalize on those opportunities. The Browns were able to do that, and I would think in clear weather conditions, you'd be able to do that even better. And sure, was it, you know, a little bit of an easy one to get that sort of recipe going because the Dolphins are the worst run defense in all of the NFL? Yeah, of course it was. It was a little bit of free pickings. Like, it was a get-right game. It was a confidence builder, if you would. There's nothing wrong with that, though. But at the same time, the recipe doesn't change. It should still be a heavy run attack. Yes, Quinshon Judkins should be carrying the ball 20 to 25 times a game, and he should be a bell cow back the way that he's running right now. It's going to be what allows the Browns to be successful. If you can just find a way to be effective in the run game, it makes your passing game a whole lot easier, and a passing game that doesn't have a lot of talent around it. You need guys to be able to get open, and you're going to have to allow the run game to help you out because you don't have the talent for those guys really to consistently get open on their own. But this is establishing a Kevin Stefanski offense the way that it should look. You failed to do that through the first 6 weeks of the season. It felt like there was no build. There was no progression. Okay, so you have to take your first bit of offensive success and actually be able to build on it. That's what this week is about. Not just letting a solid offensive performance. I'm not going to call it good. It wasn't good. The offense still didn't look great. But allow a performance where 31 points go onto the board to be the stepping stone. Allow it to be building block number one. That's where Kevin's going to really shine or fail for me this week. Can you look at that game and realize the recipe to victory is and continues to be through Quinshon Judkins, not dropping back Dylan Gabriel 58 times no matter what the game script looks like, and actually stick to what a clear game plan for this team should look like? Might not be pretty, might not be the thing that, you know, feels like it's going to save your job, but it should be the thing that probably helps the Browns be in a position to get as many wins as they possibly can. It should be the thing that sets the team up most for success. I don't think this is a god-awful week to do it either. Like, again, we're putting a lot of stock into what the Patriots are and how good that they are just because the record reads 5-2. This team really hasn't shown much other than the fact that, yes, they beat the Buffalo Bills in a bad Bills defense. You went through and you outscored the Bills. It's a really good win for them. It's a great team. You can put stock into that win. Outside of that, they've beaten the Dolphins, the Panthers, the Saints, and the Titans. Those are four of the worst five teams, very potentially, in the NFL right now. They're horrendous. They have not picked up a ton of quality wins. They have one quality win on the season, and their two losses came to the Steelers, which, hey, been in that boat, seen that one play out, and the Raiders, who are also a really bad team. Like, they have had the complete opposite schedule of the Cleveland Browns, where you went through the gauntlet to start the season. I mean, they had a cupcake walk. Right, it was nothing but smiles. Vrabel's had the easiest path that he's had yet. And we're not talking about playing good defenses in that stretch either. I mean, we're talking about really bad defenses. The Steelers, despite the Browns not being able to score a touchdown against them, an okay defense, but really not that great. The Bills, again, not a great defense. And all the bad teams that I named in between do not have strong defenses. They've had an easy road up to this point, and by the way, have had their own struggles offensively. So if we're just looking at this as 5-2 versus 2-5, and the game is already played out in front of you, I don't think that's the way to view this game. It is a turning point where the Browns can actually get right, where this is a very winnable game for the Cleveland Browns. It's still not going to be easy. This is not going to be an easy opponent. They still have talented players. They still, again, I think are a more talented team overall than the Browns are. But if you're just writing this one off because you think Vrabel's the better head coach and you're looking at a team that's had success so far this year, I think you kind of got to read between the lines on how this team has actually played against the opponents that they've played. This shouldn't just be a cookie cutter week where it's all right. Basically, when you're going up against the Lions, we all kind of sat there and went, yeah, this is probably not going to be a game that the Browns win. Like they probably lose this one. They feel like they have it figured out. Not a real great opportunity other than just sparking them for an any given Sunday type of win. This is a game where you should be in it and you should be in the thick of this. Again, 216-474-0092. Should this game mean more for Kevin Stefanski? Let's go to Rudy's in Willoughby. What's going on, Rudy?
Oh, not a whole lot. What's new with you?
Hey, nothing much. We're having a good week. We got basketball back. We have things to be excited about on one Sunday of the year. I have a smile on my face this week. We're doing well.
There you go. Hey, I agree with you on this Stefanski-Vrabel thing. I mean, the Browns, we have enough trouble with our own team and trying to develop players and trying to find chemistry and all that. We can't be worried about who's coaching the other team. And the Browns wouldn't be any better or any worse if Vrabel was here, because we'd still have the same people. And I don't know that there's that much of a difference in the schemes either. But the one thing that I wonder about is, do you know if Vrabel had some input in like looking at drafts and things like that? Like some of the people that we drafted this year, maybe had he been looking at them the year before when he was here saying, hey, you know what, not this year, but next year, such and so is going to come out. I mean, was he involved in that kind of stuff at all?
As far as I know, I can't say for certain, but as far as I know, no. I mean, he was a coaching consultant and basically was pseudo-coaching the offensive line. I don't think he was really doing a ton of draft prep and draft work for the Browns.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's a big deal. I mean, Vrabel's good guy, good coach, but it's not what we should be focused on right now. We got enough other things to worry about.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Rudy, I appreciate you making the call. Thank you very much. There's not a ton there, guys. Vrabel was coaching an offensive line, by the way, last year that was horrendous. Like, I think it's a fair point to just point out and look at the Browns and where they're at. Mike Vrabel is coaching this team. There is one sound difference that you can point to between him and Kevin, and that is Vrabel is very clearly a leader of men, while Kevin is more of the X's and O's type of guy. So would you have had players more bought in, maybe playing a little bit harder, willing to run through a wall for Vrabel? Maybe. But at the end of the day, this team isn't failing because it doesn't look like they're trying and they've given up on the team. This team is failing because they have a severe lack of talent on the offensive side of the ball. It wasn't changing whether or not Vrabel is the head coach or not. Like, I think I agree a lot with where Rudy was at, that this team would probably be in a very similar position no matter which way you spin it. But again, a win this week, not because it's over Vrabel, but because it gets you to 3-5. It puts you in a spot where you feel like, hey, we might be down right now, but the schedule's not that tough coming up, and we have a real chance to actually make a run at things, at least inside the building. You're going to think that. I get it. We don't feel that way. But like inside the building, you can make that spin for yourself that there's a chance to compete in the AFC North. There's a chance to compete for a team to actually look like they have their feet under them and aren't just a pushover every single week that you roll over and, you know, go to play the team that's in front of you. It's not just a free win sitting on the other side. I think that goes a long way for this team in establishing back-to-back wins and eliminating that feeling of Grant Delpit saying, well, you know, I forgot what it feels like to win. Well, here's what a win streak feels like, Grant, right? It goes a long way for everybody in that room. 216-474-0092. Can the Browns turn a corner this week on their season? I feel like if you're going to do it, this is really the last probably week you have an opportunity to do it. I don't think you can really turn a corner after the bye. But we're going to talk to our very own Daryl Ryder coming up here in 5 minutes. We'll ask him that and plenty more on Browns, Patriots, Stefanski, Vrabel in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan. Without ado, let's welcome in our Cleveland sports beat reporter powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It's none other than Daryl Ryder joining us now. Daryl, what's going on?
Not a whole heck of a lot.
No, not so much. We're in the middle of Brown season, but the Cavs are back. That is a slight, I would say, should be boost to morale during the Brown season, right? Can we get at least a slight boost?
Oh, it's the old saying, the beatings will continue until morale improves.
I mean, hey, we got to get somewhere, okay? Like, Cavs should pick up a few wins. Hey, listen, they play on a Sunday by the end of this month. That should be enough reason to maybe have something to look forward to on a Sunday, right?
I'll be there Sunday night.
Well, there we go. We're looking forward to it. Daryl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Obviously, Browns also in action on Sunday, taking on Mike Vrabel and the Patriots. I was just talking about it. Patriots are 5-2. Is this team not at least a tad bit overrated, though, compared to where they stand?
Well, I mean, you look at the schedule and you look at the wins. That they have. Everyone's beaten the Dolphins. A lot of people beat Carolina. But look, I mean, they went to Buffalo and won. Everyone beats the Saints. Everyone beats the Titans. So, a lot of folks will say, hey, their schedule's easy. But guess what? You can only play what's on your schedule. And the Browns are coming off of, taking the Miami Dolphins to the woodshed themselves. So, they'll have some tougher competition as they get a little deeper into things. They got to play Buffalo again. I think Atlanta's on their schedule. Tampa Bay's on their schedule. Lamar Jackson practiced today, so he's coming back. Ravens, I think, are on their schedule too. So, it's not like they're just beating up on the Jets and the Dolphins the entire season, although both of those teams should be good for four wins for them. But, it is a team that if the Browns do not play with the same energy and attitude they did this past Sunday against the Dolphins, well, they're going to come home and head into the bye week 2-6.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't consider it an easy game, Daryl. And part of what obviously plays into that, Mike Vrabel taking over for the Patriots obviously has been a storyline this week, previously in the building with the Browns. Does that actually give Vrabel and the Patriots any advantage knowing that he was here last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think a little bit because, I mean, he knows the Browns' entire operation. Now, I'm sure things have been altered a little bit this year by Kevin Stefanski, but, Vrabes was, pretty much in the middle of things on the practice field. he coached the tight ends during training camp. He coached the offensive line starting in October. He's got intimate knowledge of what the Kevin Stefanski wants to do. They both have expressed publicly their friendship and the respect that they have for each other. But, you know, I think that, you know, Kevin Stefanski, you know, maybe didn't show him everything, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe there'll be a little something-something in store for a surprise Sunday, including maybe a Browns win. Now, wouldn't that be a surprise, right?
That would be a pleasant surprise. We would definitely take that one. Is there any chance Vrabel being in the building last year actually makes this more of a game to overlook for the Patriots, considering, I don't know, Daryl, he was a part of a 3-14 team that had to call on him to coach the offensive line, and they don't look to be all that much better this year on paper?
I don't think overlooking is in Mike Vrabel's vocabulary or DNA. He ain't going to overlook anybody. If anything, he's going to be looking to take the boots to Kevin Stefanski and the Browns. That's what's going to happen. And look, I mean, they've got a stellar run defense. Third overall, they give up under 3.5 yards a carry. That pass defense leaves a little to be desired. So if Dylan Gabriel can't throw against that secondary, then I don't know, maybe Dylan Gabriel shouldn't be starting for this team. And then, offensively, let's give credit where it's due. Drake May's been fantastic. His completion percentage is over 75%. His touchdown to interception ratio is spectacular. It's like 12 or 13 to 2, something in that neighborhood. So, yeah, let's give credit where it's due there. But that's why they play the game, and we'll see if this Browns team is up to the task. I certainly think the defense is, because they've been up to the task each and every week, right? And hopefully maybe they can force a couple more turnovers that turn into points. I will say this: I do enjoy thinking about this. Of the four touchdowns the Browns scored, Dylan Gabriel wasn't on the field for three of them. I just want to point that out to people.
That is true. Had a couple of Wildcats, had a defensive touchdown. It's not a good feeling, Daryl. We can leave Dylan Gabriel out of that
one. That was not meant to be negative. Presenting a fact.
Yes, it is fair.
Listen, if I wanted to be negative, I'd tell you how his longest pass completion was 24 yards. His completion percentage is sub 60%. He's touchdown to interception. He's only thrown three touchdowns. He's been sacked 10 times. His QB rating sub 85. He's only thrown for 546 yards and three starts. He's only 5'9". Can't see over the offensive line, can't see when guys are wide open down the field. Like, if I really wanted to be negative, I would point all of those things out, but that's not what I'm doing right now.
No, of course, just a hypothetical. If you wanted to, those are the things you would
If I really, really wanted to point all of that stuff out, I would have mentioned it.
Daryl, I think the fans have taken this game and ran with it a little bit between the Stefanski-Vrabel battle. Should this game actually mean anything more for Kevin himself when it comes to job security and people thinking, the Browns should have just kept Vrabel in the building instead of Stefanski?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for how people think, although I can pretty much open up my social media accounts and take a look at the mentions and gauge the temperature real quick. I'll tell you, regardless of the outcome of this, Kevin Stefanski's not getting fired at the bye week. Now, should they have kept Mike Vrabel in the building? I think there's something to be said for that. But also, too, I don't know that Mike Vrabel would have taken the job. He is a stand-up guy. He's not known as a backstabber in league circles. Not to say but that would have been in the perception had that happened. It would have been perceived that way. And look, Kevin Stefanski was asked, I think it was on Monday's Zoom, somebody asked him, why on earth would you bring in Mike Vrabel when, he'd be, breathing down your neck, looking over your shoulder, potentially taking your job? And Kevin Stefanski said, hey, he's a dear friend, and I trust him implicitly. And, I give Stefanski a lot of credit for that last year, because it's been easy to be like, yeah, we're not going to bring Vrabel in because I really don't need that guy, hovering over my shoulder, ready to swipe my job at a moment's notice. Vrabel has always struck me as a man of principle, and I don't even know he would have taken the job for the folks that want to bemoan the fact that he was in the building and they did not replace Stefanski with him as head coach. Because, I'm just not convinced Vrabel would have taken the job.
Again, Daryl Ryder with us here. Daryl, let's looking at last week, obviously very heavy in the run game, weather conditions helping play into that. Is that game plan that we looked at to beat the Dolphins a sort of one-size-fits-all, you can apply it to every game, or did that feel more game-specific there?
Yeah, I don't know if it's one-size-fits-all. Should they do more of it as long as Dylan Gabriel's the quarterback? The answer is hell yes. this week, I think this needs to be more of a passing game. But we need to see the same results we saw in the run game, right?
Need
to see some chunk plays, need to see some explosives, because I kind of feel like the wide receiver core has been lulled to sleep. They're running all these routes and, not getting the football, or when they are getting the football, it's within 5-10 yards of the line of scrimmage. And, this is a league that, that's just not how it's done in the modern National Football League. So I think that this is a week where the Browns need to throw the football because New England's defense begs you to throw the ball. And I think this is a good opportunity for us to go into the bye week and really get a good idea of just what Dylan Gabriel's capabilities are.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Daryl. I mean, let's play hypothetical for a second. If the Browns offense goes out and puts out a good performance, I don't want to say repeats of performance because I don't know how great they really were on Sunday. Definitely did enough to win the game. But if they look good against the Patriots defense, what does that signify to you about this team?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not looking for Dylan Gabriel to manage games right now. And I know that's a fine line. Kevin Stefanski's trying to win games, and he feels probably the way he can do that is by having Dylan Gabriel manage it, right? Because I think Kevin sees what we all see, or a lot of us see. And so he's working with what he's given, and he's trying to maximize what he's given. I mean, look, they win this game on Sunday. They go into the bye week with back-to-back victories. You're feeling a lot better about things at 3-5. Then you sit there and say, man, if they would have had week one, now they're not 3-5. They're, maybe 4-4 at the bye week, right? But then you can say the same thing about the Green Bay game too, right? You can flip the coin and go the other way with that. But I do think if they can win, this will give them a much better taste going into the bye week and maybe a little more energy coming out of it, because I think there's a big difference between going into a bye week 2-6 versus 3-5, I should say.
No doubt about it. Daryl, we got to run, but always appreciate you. Who knows? Maybe we'll be talking about another back-to-back Browns. When's the last time we had back-to-back wins?
Last season, I believe.
That just doesn't feel real.
No, it wasn't last year. You got to go back to 2023. Yeah, 2023.
Yeah, and the 2023 season.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Didn't exactly have a mic in front of my face at that point, so it would be a good change of feeling to be able to have it. So we're looking forward to it, Daryl. Maybe we'll actually get our wishes.
There's a first for everything.
There is. Daryl, we appreciate you.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
You too. Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland sports beat reporter, witness there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what a little bit of Daryl had to say as well. Get a grip in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.